Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed audience on the anniversary of the birth of the Lady Zainab alayhi salam. As you know, Lady Zainab was the sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She accompanied Imam Hussein to the Battle of Karbala. She was there and present there at that time. She's the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Many virtues have been narrated regarding her. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our listeners a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from her regarding faith. Lady Zainab salamullah alayh said, Ja'alallahu al-iman tathiran lakum min ash-shirk. She said that God Almighty made faith and iman a purification for you from polytheism. Was-salata tanzihan lakum min al-kibr. God Almighty made salat, or the ritual prayers, a way to elevate yourselves from pride. Was-zakata tazkiyatan lin-nafs. The zakat, or the alms, the charity, is a way to purify the soul, is a way to rectify and purify the soul. These are all the very basic pillars of Islam: iman, salat, zakat. And in continuation, she said, وَنِمَاءً فَرِزْقِ. It's also a way to increase risk and sustenance. By giving charity, our sustenance increases. وَالصِّيَامَ تَثْبِيتًا لِلْإِخْلَاسِ. Fasting is a way to affirm and fortify our sincerity. وَالْحَجَّ تَشْيِيدًا لِلدِّينِ. The Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, is a way to fortify and strengthen the foundations of the Shariat and the religion of Islam. Right? These are the very basic pillars of Islam, you know, the famous very basic pillars of Islam. And in this beautiful hadith, the Lady Zainab, she alludes to the benefits of these beautiful rituals and acts of worship. In a very beautiful hadith, it's also been reported that she said, "Hubbiba ilayya min dunyakum salas." This is a very similar hadith to a very famous hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet. He said exactly the same thing, "Hubbiba ilayya min dunyakum salas." But he mentions three other things. Here the Lady Zainab says, "Tilawatu kitabillah," the recitation of the Book of God. "Wan-nadaru fi wajhi Rasulullah," looking at the beautiful countenance of the Prophet and Apostle of God, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Wal-infaqu fi sabilillah," and giving charity on the path of God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at faith and its benefit in the words of the Lady Zainab alayha as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد.